Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pop quiz today. You know that it's a gaggle of geese. A group of whales is a pod. What's the designation for a group of pigs? The big reveal comes in our second segment, but Kentucky Fish and Wildlife officials are getting out the word on a small but growing problem of wild pigs.
Yeah, so we're basically talking about several isolated pockets of pigs. It's not a statewide problem, and seldom is it even a countywide problem. All of our pig populations are the result of illegal releases, whether that be escaped farm animals or pigs released for hunting purposes.
You might be thinking Arkansas Razorback, and you're not far off, but many are just feral pigs.
A little bit. In certain spots, yes. In other spots, there'll be pure strain Russian boar for hunting purposes.
Fish and Wildlife's bear, fur bearer, and wild pig coordinator John Hass says they're not really a threat of harm to humans.
Not normally. They can be aggressive, but they don't pose a danger to people.
They can cause crop damage, environmental problems, and compete with game animals for food.
Really, the three big spots we're working are up around Henry County, and then down on the Pulaski-Casey County line, and then additionally over in Floyd and Magoffin County. And a couple that we've been working on for a few years now, far west Kentucky and then around the Pond River area. And those have really been reduced in number.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
And the pop quiz answer, a group of pigs is called a sounder. Wild pigs are not native here, and Fish and Wildlife's John Hast adds pose a number of problems.
Speaking from a farmer's perspective, it's certainly crop damage is the big thing. They'll root up anything you want to plant. From an ecological perspective, they're going to damage water quality due to soil erosion. They're going to damage native plants. The big issue from a wildlife perspective is they're going to outcompete our deer and turkeys, songbirds, everything else native that uses the forest here in Kentucky.
Hast provided an informational presentation at the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting explaining the growing problem, describing here the size of a typical sounder.
That varies on the time of the year. It varies, you know, a typical sounder that we call them could be anywhere between 5 to 30 pigs. And when the resources allow, they can band together as many as 100.
We'll have updates on their progress dealing with the problem. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.